Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, there was horrific news today about Stephen Doohan, a man who willfully murdered his own child, and that's in the United Kingdom. And perhaps even more horrifying, he was a paramedic who was there to save lives, and indeed did save lots of lives. But he willfully murdered his own child by chemical means. So this is presumably caused hypoxia to kill his child. I don't know if it was his daughter or son. That bit hasn't been reported. And so he was found guilty in the High Court in Glasgow. But unfortunately, he was not charged with the crime that he in fact committed, the most serious crime, because he got off relatively lightly with a 10-year prison sentence, despite it being murder, because they charged him with something else. And that was a crime that he committed against the mother, which was indeed a grave crime. And this unfortunate woman, she thought she was had joy awaiting her. She was carrying their daughter a son. She's going to be delivered of their child, and the child was murdered in her womb because her lover, that's what she thought he was, he had administered this noxious thing to her without her knowledge or consent, and that caused the death of her child. So I'm very glad that Mr. Doohan will at least get an installment of justice, 10 years, 6 months. He was married. He was in a liaison with this woman who's obviously not been named. He impregnated her. He was married when he met her, began this relationship with her. Now, I'm not judgmental about that. I mean, I don't care about the infidelity. Some people would, but that, if it doesn't really harm people, harms them emotionally, maybe psychologically a little bit. But I'm talking about real harm, as in deliberately killing a total innocent person, and that's caused murder. So notice how it's been reported. Because it was the father did this, they call his victim a child. When it's the mother who does this, they call the victim a fetus or embryo, impliedly saying this person is not indeed a person. And she would usually get off scot-free. They would be not to even investigate this crime would be seen to be as unfair to her, but no injustice would be done to her. And she would often boast about it. She can get promoted awards. She'd be held up as a heroine, as though it's valiant to willfully murder the most innocent person of all, those who are defenseless, those who can't even run away. And that shows how misandrous the legal system is and the statutes are, that when fathers do this, they get heavy punishment, and they should do, but mothers usually get off scot-free. And as I say, that they are held up as sort of icons of liberty or human rights or something like that. So anyway, the poor woman, she had this administered to her with syringes, and she didn't know what was going on, and it caused the death of her child. So Mr. Doohan despicably trying to buy her silence with these petty presents. Now, Mr. Doohan, according to his advocate, says that he's very sorry, and maybe he is. You know, I wouldn't even give someone as utterly despicable as him, a foul skunk like him, wouldn't give him the death penalty. If he pleaded guilty, you know, less than life in prison without parole, maybe 40 years, perhaps a reasonable amount after 20. Maybe I'm too soft. But it underscores what a monstrous crime it is to murder a child, and it doesn't matter whether that child is in utero or not. A person is a person. People are people, aren't they? Life is life, isn't it? And then we have all these abortionists are telling us, no, people aren't people. Certain people aren't people. Well, some categories, because they're not like me, they're not people. It's like whites saying black people aren't human because I'm not black, or you know, women aren't human because I'm not a woman, or gay people are not gay or not human because I'm not gay or whatever. It's completely illogical. So it's a very straightforward issue. There are children and there are murderers. And if I have to choose sides, it is not difficult. I do not have to ask myself whose side I am on, the innocent or the guilty. So at least, you know, somebody has been called to account for this act of cruelty, this act of hatred, and it's committed every single day by mothers all over the world. And often by fathers. And I often underline this point. The father's often just as guilty, who do it through coercion, through cajolement, through persuasion, through facilitation of this crime in any wise. And the doctors and the nurses and the pharmacists and so on, and politicians and judges, and anyone who facilitates this most monstrous act, this brutality, the willful murder of a child, whether through chemical means, through sharp implements, or whatever it might be, through any lethal injection. It's despicable, it's appalling, it's absolutely nauseating, it is cruel, it is barbaric, it is vile, it is shameful, it is satanic, and it needs to be called out. And these people must face justice. They will be brought to justice. It's very, very sad. It's dispiriting and it's infuriating that such vile crimes are committed on such a vast scale every single day, and people do not receive the punishment they deserve, and the children do not receive the punishment they deserve. The main motivation I have is to save children. If I could do that without punishing a single murderer and murderess, I would. But it looks like not, and there's got to be a deterrent effect as well. I do think we owe it to the innocent victims to punish their murderesses and murderers, and that would also save future generations. All right, and IVF does this deliberately, creating people who are then destroyed. Single-celled embryo as a human being. You started out like that. I started out like that. Thank you very much, for my channel. Make sure you subscribe and donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, Patreon, and do what you can to save kids.